It is a dangerous time to be a child in Yemen. Besides facing war, hunger, and poverty, more than 25% of children are not in school. But 8-year-old singer Amr Mukbel, known as the water seller, is different. He attends school in the morning. In the afternoons, he used to sell water to help support his family. Now he makes extra money singing for weddings, fans, and several major Arabic news channels. "I'm proud he has become a singer," said Ahmed Mukbel, Amr's 70-year-old father, with tears in his eyes. "One of their relatives is a soldier," he added, "and Amr used to sing war songs.
Now he sings about love and peace in a country where other children can be forced to join military groups. Children out of school face increased risks of all forms of exploitation, including being forced to join the fighting, child labor, and early marriage, said Sarah Nayanti, UNICEF's representative in Yemen, in a statement. Teachers in the schools have not been paid in more than 2 years. As the war continues, danger for children outside of the school system deepens, workers for aid organizations say.
Amr first became well known this year when a local hiker recorded him singing to a group of people. The hiker posted the recording on Facebook, where it received 20,000 likes, loves, and sad faces. Since then, the boy appears on Arab media regularly. He has appeared on BBC Arabic, Al Jazeera Arabic, and RT Arabic.
Amr's family remains poor, however. He, his mother, and his 4 siblings still struggle to survive in a small house. But as Amr gains the attention of music professionals, the family hopes his voice will lift them further out of poverty. "I didn't even know Amr was singing for the drivers," said Amr's mother, Manira, near her Sana'a home. "I used to reprimand Amr for singing while he did his homework."
Sobi Mohammed is a renowned Syrian Kurdish music writer from Lebanon. He has expressed interest in mentoring Amr, inviting him through an online video to visit Lebanon. Mohammed has mentored other young people with musical skills, like Nomer El-Beek and Amir Amouri from Syria. "I was like Amr while still a little boy," Mohammed said in an online report. "I promised myself that I would assist every talented child who had no one."
Amr has not gone to Lebanon because of passport delays and competing ideas about his future. His father wants to go to Lebanon so Amr can try to get into the professional music business. His mother wants Amr to continue to be mentored locally so he can sing more often at weddings to increase the family's income. "I believe Amr will become a star," Sobi Mohammed said. "He has the voice and charisma."
Publicly, Amr has accepted Mohammed's invitation in an online video. Some of his local fans do not want him to leave. "His songs come out from his heart," said Mohammed Al-Adaimi, a 23-year-old who listens to Amr's songs on YouTube. "He should stay and sing for us, and we will support him." Al-Adaimi is concerned Amr's musical style might change if he trains in Lebanon. He might learn a more common Lebanese style of Arab music. Other local people said they are proud that a young Yemeni is getting international attention. "He is a talented boy," said Mabruk al-Bakash, who has been listening to Amr sing for 8 months. It's fine to travel to Lebanon. I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Dorothy Gundy.